I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Feedback coming in. Doug, are you as bad a golfer as Jeff Rieger? I pray to God that you are not. Gator, I'll let you be the answer to that question.
No.
Okay.
No, you're not as bad as Jeff Rieger. That birdie on that 18th hole was fantastic.
Thank you. It was
your approach shot and your putt.
Yeah,
it was great.
And your son, Gator kept saying, "My God, to be young again,
to be 18, lanky, nimble, must be nice and athletic because he's athletic and he hits the ball really hard, really hard."
Yes.
And hits it pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun playing with him. It was actually.
It was good. He was not embarrassing in the least.
Yep.
I was probably the most embarrassing for a while there.
You and I. I think you and I handed that back and forth. All right. So the Champ of Chump, who should be singled out for having a best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? Gator, I will start. My champ of the weekend is the PGA Tour. Way to go. I enjoyed the heck out of the battle down there at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas, the Charles Schwab. Sports matter. Gator, I've always loved them. We need you, sports, and you, PGA Tour, figured it out. Thank you. You're my champ of the weekend, and Daniel Berger. And I mean, look, the 17th cup, Xander Schauffele with the horseshoe that cost him in the playoff.
Yep.
And then in the playoff, Morikawa with pretty much the same thing, more of a lip out, but on the 17th. PGA Tour, thank you for coming back. You're my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, I gave it to Daniel Berger for winning it, but I mean, I'd echo what you said. It was great to just have golf back because they can come back and gives you some semblance of, hey, here's sports. But it was beyond that. It was an impressive tournament. It was a pretty good feel that they had there. And the golf was good. It was compelling over the weekend. You get to the final round, and with a few holes to go, or with six holes to go, whatever it was, you had like 8 or 10 guys that were really in contention. And they're doing interviews with DeChambeau afterwards. He was at 14 under, and the leaders were at 15 under, and he had just finished up. And he's like, yeah, I really kind of blew an opportunity there. And they're like, well, don't go away because it's not over yet. And he's like, yeah, you're right, it's not. And then Justin Rose comes in after just missing a putt on 18. It would have put him at 15 under. And they're like, just so you know, Morikawa just put one in the trap, and Schauffele just put one in the drink. So you've got a chance to go, okay, well, I better stay warm. Thanks. And then it ends up being a playoff between Morikawa and Berger, but it was great to see.
My chump of the weekend, Gator. MLB owners and players. Sports matter. I've always loved them. We need you, sports. You haven't figured it out. Screw all of you. The fan in me, Gator, doesn't care who's at fault. And as more time goes by, I'm growing increasingly frustrated with one side, and that is the owners. But quite frankly, I don't care anymore who's at fault. The fatigue and my disdain for all that is going on, if I could check out, I would. This is where it becomes a job. Totally a job. I will talk about it. We'll talk about baseball when it comes back. But the fan in me wants to give them the bird. I think this is so careless and so short-sighted. I cannot believe the people that run the game, and again, shade towards the owners here, but I cannot believe the people that run the game are treating the game this way.
Yeah, I've said for a while, I think that the thing that could just totally derail this thing is COVID, and maybe that's what they'll end up falling on at the end and say, well, it's just not safe enough. We know better at this point that they really could get things figured out, and they just haven't. It's a bummer. For me, I'm going to call out Greg Popovich. He took some time to call out Roger Goodell and for the past policies with the kneeling and the protesting that went on with Colin Kaepernick and and the anthem. And I get all that, but that should have been done then. And I'm sure he did then. But to bring it back up again after, you know, Goodell comes out with the statement, the NFL does what they're doing and all the commitment to causes right now, they're trying to do the right thing. And criticizing somebody for doing the right thing or attempting to do the right thing because they erred in the past, I think it's piling on and it's unnecessary. Now we're at a time right now where we need to heal this country, and to keep ripping open that scab, it's unnecessary. And on top of that, Pop said that, this is a quote, "The flag is irrelevant. It's just a symbol that people glom onto for political reasons." And I think that's a reckless statement. It's an irresponsible statement. That may be true for some and is absolutely true for some. But I think for the vast majority, that is absolutely offensive to people because it's more than just a symbol. It isn't irrelevant. It means a hell of a lot to military and to military families and hopefully to everybody in this country. It means something. It is a symbol. It's a symbol of freedom, and we should respect that symbol. But I don't have a problem with what Kaepernick said. I have a problem with Popovich just said where he says it's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. Let's not rewrite history here.
All right, 248-539-9797, phone number for ticket texts and phone calls. A lot of feedback coming in here. Nick in Ann Arbor says, the champ is Daniel Berger for winning the Charles Schwab PGA Tournament event this weekend. Chump, MLB owners for saying the players won't negotiate in good faith when they have wrapped the same deal over and over again and put a different bow on it.
It's true.
Another one here. Champ, Al Avila, look, he got it right. So far, as we can tell, Chump the jet ski for missing the tackle on Lamar Jackson. Did you see that jet ski incident with Lamar Jackson?
No.
Wow. He's playing like beach football. It looks like just a crew of his buddies. And he's running down the beach, and it's not great video. It's like taken from a cell phone. And he ends up running into a jet ski, a parked jet ski in shallow water, and like flying over it. First of all, the jet ski made the tackle. It didn't miss the tackle, but I was like,
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
Running down the beach.
If I were a Ravens fan, I'd be like, hey, easy there, bro.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's
who was the running back? The running back from Georgia. It was a beach football game.
At the Pro Bowl.
At the Pro Bowl, who blew out his knee and ended his career. And it was nasty. It was nasty.
Something with an H?
It wasn't Rodney Hampton, was it?
No, it wasn't Rodney Hampton, but I want to say there was an H in there.
Harrison?
No, I forget.
Yeah, I did too, but I mean, right? That was bad. That was real bad. And that was a scary moment for Ravens fans, I would think. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, text, get them in. Your champ and chump votes.
Edwards.
Robert Edwards?
Robert Edwards.
Do you think it's available on the internet? Because everything's on the internet.
Well, that's what I actually have I can watch the video.
You see
as
the
it
video?
Does it.
And are you going to watch it? It's not like you to watch it.
Well, if I recall, it's just he plants in the sand and, you know,
he like jumps up to catch a ball, and when he plants his knee, goes warbles. That's a warble. That was a warbling knee, Gator. Are you watching it?
Yeah, I just watched it.
It's not that bad, huh?
It's not good.
Okay.
And it's on our website, too, at 971theticket.com.
Okay. That and the Lamar Jackson, both?
Yes. Presume?
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.